Not the same. We're talking about the other edge. Like, there's a fat edge, you know, and there's the lean edge. And this is usually on the lean edge. You ever heard of anything like that?
No.
It's usually already cut off when you get bacon now. What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
Okay. And what do you call the person who kills the meat and then who sells it?
The butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat has...
Ball.
Okay. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head? Have you ever heard anything like that?
What you make from the meat from his head?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just eat the meat off his head. I never had no name for it.
Yeah, sounds gross, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anything that you, any kind of thing that you'd eat by cooking and you grind up and you cook the hog liver?
Cook the hog liver? No, I sure haven't.
Okay. You can love this. Have you heard about anything made out of hog blood?
No way. I never had this. Wouldn't want.
This is making the french fries I had for lunch not do too well.
Yeah, I just got to eating the hamburger and french fries myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to come right back up.
You couldn't spoil it. Okay, did you ever hear of the juice, like from, that, like they take the juice from the meat, you know, that comes off the hog's head, or maybe from the liver, and then they cook it, stir it up with cornmeal, and maybe some hog meat, and they cook it, and then later after it gets cold, they slice it and fry it. Have you ever heard anything like that?
No, sure haven't.
Okay. Suppose you'd kept butter too long, it didn't taste good. How would you say it tastes what?
Small.
Okay. What did they used to call thick sour milk people used to keep on hand?
Buttermilk.
Okay, it's thicker than that. It's like the next stage, you know, it's kind of globby, sort of.
Sour?
Uh-huh.
That's what I call it, just sour, I don't know what...
Okay, have you ever heard it called curdled milk, or clabbered milk, or lobbered milk, or loppered milk, or any of those?
No, I sure haven't.
Okay. Do you happen to know what you'd make from that?
What would I make for it?
Like the next stage. Okay, you got sour milk. Buttermilk or sour milk, something like that. And then it gets kind of thick. And then you can fix it where it'll just get real lumpy and white lumps.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that stuff? You can buy it at the store now, but people.
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Do you have any other names for that?
No.
Okay. When you first milk the cow. There might be some hairs or some impurities like that in the milk. And so you'd have to probably what the milk? Like,
sift it out.
Okay, or through, if you poured it through a cloth, you'd say that you have to...
Sift it.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call something that's like a fruit pie? Like it has several layers of like apples and then dough and apples and dough.
Apples and dough.
Uh-huh.
What did you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess an apple pie.
Okay. And would you ever, if it's deep and you don't get it in nice little pie-shaped things, you know, but you have to kind of dish it out, and it, you know, you put it in a bowl probably or something. Would you call it anything else?
No.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure does like to put away his
food.
Okay. And what would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie? You have a name for that?
No.
Okay.